Financial markets in Asia were down sharply today. In Tokyo, Japan's benchmark Nikkei average plunged below the 10,000 level for the first time in 17 years. Oil prices have shot up, and investors are scrambling for safe havens in a deeply shaken world. Analysts are concerned that the terror attacks will damage the already weak international economy and send it toward a global recession, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Japan's key Nikkei stock market index fell more than 6% today. The mood in Tokyo was described as extremely negative, with the market just about paralyzed. Other indexes in Asia were also down as well. This stock trader at a major Japanese bank in Tokyo summed up the situation there today this way.
There's a lot of security working right near the Emperor's Palace in the middle of the Otemachi District here, which is, we are kind of in the equivalent of the World Trade Center area here in Japan. Coming in at about 7:45 this morning, there was a lot, and I mean a lot, of security everywhere, of people holding tape recorders, speaking every license plate number they could see of cars going by this main street here. Just an incredible amount of people in plain clothes doing this.
So the mood is tense there, too.
Oh, they are very tense, because we are sitting right in the equivalent center of what would be the World Trade Financial Center of Japan.
In Europe, many traders stayed on the sidelines today. Volume was extremely thin, and the trading floors were said to be abnormally quiet. President George W. Bush tried to soothe fears during his primetime address to the country last night. He said the U.S. economy will prevail despite the wave of terror attacks.
Our financial institutions remain strong, and the American economy will be open for business as well. The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts. I've directed the full resources of our intelligence and law enforcement communities to find those responsible and to bring them to justice.
Other federal officials offered assurances that America's financial backbone, the banking system, is functioning normally. U.S. banks, for the most part, are open today, though some bank branches near the site of yesterday's terror attacks were authorized by the government to close. John Hawk Jr. is controller of the currency.
There's certainly nothing to worry about with respect to the availability of cash. And bank deposits are completely safe. They're insured by the federal government, and there's plenty of liquidity standing behind them. So people don't need to take out large amounts of cash to protect their savings or their bank accounts. They can go ahead with business as usual.
Central bankers around the world joined the Fed in saying they would provide credit where needed. And big oil exporting states like Saudi Arabia and Kuwait said they would keep oil shipments flowing at a normal pace. The oil industry's main trade group said there's no threat of a fuel shortage and inventories are adequate. But despite these assurances, there were some reports of panicky motorists paying as much as $5 a gallon at the pump. That prompted concerns about price gouging. Mississippi's attorney general wants a state of emergency that would enable his office to go after retailers who jack up prices. Adam Siminski is the global oil strategist for Deutsche Bank. He does not think there's a supply problem.
If these attacks in the U.S. Eventually result in some expansion of military activity, let's say by the United States back to who we deem responsible. If oil is somehow drawn into that, obviously it could create a big problem, but there are strategic reserves in the United States. Many countries in Europe and Asia also have strategic reserves. The International Energy Agency would do something.
As for Wall Street, the stock market will be closed for a second day today. The last time the New York Stock Exchange was closed for two consecutive days was in honor of the end of World War II to celebrate VJ Day. In a statement, the Securities and Exchange Commission says it will reopen U.S. financial markets as soon as it's practical to do so. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.